This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. It's not often Ohio legislative races are contested in the primary, especially in Butler County. But this year, there's at least one to watch. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So this contested race is in Butler County. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the 51st Ohio House District race, which includes Hamilton and Fairfield and several other areas, a big population chunk of Butler County. And Wes Rutherford, a Republican, is the incumbent. Now, about a year ago, actually on March 12th, 2017, Rutherford was found by the police, passed out in his car in a drive-through of a fast food restaurant up in Butler County. He refused a breathalyzer, but was charged with OVI. And there was a loaded gun in his car, in the tray. And there was a weapons charge, but he was never convicted of the weapons charge. He was convicted of the misdemeanor OVI, which allowed him to stay in the Ohio House. If he had been convicted of a felony, then he would have been removed from office. So now he is running for his fourth and final term under term limits. And he says that, you know, he's completely reformed himself. He has not had a drink since this incident, that he is very sorry about it. But, you know, he wants another term from the people of Butler County. But he has two Republican opponents, and they're very well known.
Well, tell us who's challenging him.
Number one, Greg Jolivet, who has been around forever. I mean, everybody in Butler County knows Greg Jolivet as a state representative or a county commissioner or as the mayor of Hamilton. And a woman by the name of Sarah Carruthers, whose family is very well known in Butler County because they're philanthropists. They do a lot of good for the community, you know, with their own personal fortune, and she wants to go to Columbus, and she says, I just want to do the right thing. I just want to have, you know, the people here represented. And Jolivet and Carruthers both claim that Rutherford just doesn't do the job. And the Columbus Monthly magazine up there talked to other state representatives, anonymously, of course, and they said that basically that Rutherford was the least effective legislator in the Columbus, and which he says is just ridiculous.
So of those three candidates, does the county party have a favorite?
Well, the county party has been favoring Carruthers at this point. And, you know, I think the county party wants Rutherford out of there. That's their principal concern, I think, is just to get rid of him. They wanted him to resign when this incident happened a year ago, which he did not, of course. But they would just as soon see him lose.
Anybody else in the race?
Yeah, there's a Democrat, a woman by the name of Susan Vaughn, who's the head of the Office of Ethics and Conflict Resolution at Miami University. And she also, years ago, in 2005, she was on a reality TV program called The Amazing Race with her son. And she's the Democratic candidate. And there is a Green Party candidate, too, by the name of Yannette Batista, who will be on the ballot in November. So there'll be a Democrat and there'll be a Green Party candidate, as well as whoever comes out of this primary.
So what direction does the district lean?
Well, it's a very Republican district, as is most of Butler County. And any Republican that's running in Butler County has a built-in advantage.
Could Rutherford lose?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you split the vote three ways, you know, he does have the incumbency. It's a matter of whether or not people look back at this and say, you know, if number one, they remember this incident, and number two, if they care, if they think it's, you know, rises to the level of that he's you know, should be removed from office.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org, including Tales from the Trail, where his most recent column describes his stint as a circus clown.